My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The third straight U.S. Adaptive Open Championship is coming up next weekend. And this year, the U.S. Adaptive Championship will be played at Sand Creek Station in Newton, Kansas, from July 8th through the 10th. And joining me to talk about the competition and the adaptive golf experience is Max Tagasella, who became paralyzed from the waist down several years ago. But he still plays in golf tournaments, including the U.S. Adaptive Open, where he will be defending his title in the seeded division. Welcome to Talking Golf, Max.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You have an incredible story. You're 20 years old. You were about to accept a college golf scholarship, but then tragedy struck. Tell us what happened, Max.
Yeah, so when I was a senior in high school, so I was 18 years old, I had everything going for me. I just signed to play collegiate golf, what has been a dream of mine since I was just a little kid. That's what I've worked up to. And then, tragically, I had a ski accident that left me paralyzed from my waist down. And that was during, kind of like the best time of my life. So to have this ski accident happen, and then I felt like I just lost everything, after it happened. But when I found adaptive golf, I knew that, everything was going to be better. And so, yeah.
Well, okay. So despite this horrific accident, and, you know, I'm so sad to hear that, how would you say you're managing these days?
I'm doing good. Yeah. I feel like, everyone has their bad days. And, for me, I feel like I still have those bad days where it sucks. And I know that it would be easier some days to just get up and walk, but I can't change that. So I just accept it and move on. But that took a long process, but we got there.
Well, every time I've seen you or have spoken to you, you're always smiling. You always have such a positive attitude.
Yeah. It's, I try to do my best.
Well, you've always been an excellent athlete, and talk about what sports you played growing up.
Growing up, I played about every sport. In the fall, I was playing football. In the springtime, I was playing soccer and baseball. And throughout the whole year, I'm basically playing golf, just a little bit, as much as I can. My dad would always try to get out and play nine on the weekends. And he wanted us just to be around golf because he knew that it would something that me, my brother, and my dad, we can all do. So that's what we did a lot. And in the wintertime, I would ski. I've been skiing my whole life too, also. So in the wintertime, I'm skiing and staying active the whole year.
Well, I understand you've been golfing since you were 3 years old.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's amazing. And you were a scratch golfer?
I was, yep.
So talk about, so your father exposed you to the sport, and it sounds like you took to it quite naturally.
Yeah, I've had really good hand-eye coordination, so golf came pretty easy to me. But also my dad, he got me out there just to chip and putt at least once or twice a week. So growing up, I was super, I'm just grateful that he did that. So it came pretty easy to me.
So talk us through the transition for you from an able-bodied golfer to now an adaptive golfer. How did you make that transition?
So at the beginning, I would just chip and putt from my wheelchair, actually. I would go to the golf course, and obviously I'm not going to go on the greens with my wheelchair. So I would just chip to the green or to the hole. And then I would itch my way further and further. And I was like, I can't hit the ball very far. So I had to figure out some type of adaptive equipment where I'm able to take a fuller swing and allow myself to go onto the greens. And that's where I found a guy named Anthony Netto. And Anthony Netto has been a blessing in my life, because Anthony Netto, he designed an adaptive golf cart that is the ability to stand up, and it allows you to go on the greens because the tires are wide enough. And so I found that, and I have been playing in one of those since then.
So the Verticat, it's this vehicle, it gets you through bunkers and through the rough, right? I mean, it basically allows you to go anywhere you need to go on the golf course.
Yeah, everywhere, every hill, bunker, all the time in any green. So,
and I understand it has really emerged as a breakthrough in assisting athletes like you. Why is that the case?
I think just because of how well the Verticat can handle through every golf course and every condition. I know that some golf courses will stop you from thinking that you can go, that you can't go and you can't make it up this hill, but like the Verticat proves that they can do it. And so I think that helps everyone see that the Verticat can really do whatever and still play really good golf.
And the Verticat allows you to stand up, right? It's an all-terrain mobility rider that elevates you into a standing position, which is huge.
Yeah, that's correct.
Talk a little bit about why that's so important for you and other athletes.
Well, for me, it's just I physically cannot stand up on myself, so I have to use this all-terrain device, the Verticat, to stand up and to take a full swing, but not just to take a full swing, it's to just stand up as a wheelchair user. I don't use it just for golf. I'll use it just for some therapy, just to relieve some back pain. And if I just want to just ride around in the Verticat, it's a lot easier than to push in my wheelchair.
And I guess from a circulation standpoint, that's a very important factor as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So last year, you entered the U.S. Adaptive Open, which was played at Pinehurst, and you won in the seated category, which is amazing. So tell us about that experience.
It was pretty amazing. I can't say a single wrong thing that happened during that trip. Played pretty well first day. I was behind the lead, and then the second day I ended up shooting a 72 under par, which was a breaking record for the lowest round from a seated position, and I ended up winning, and it was pretty amazing.
Wow. So you were just on your game. Was that about as good as you've ever played, or how would you compare it to any past excellent rounds that you played?
It wasn't my lowest round ever in a tournament, but it was my first ever USGA event. So that was pretty huge, because it was a USGA event. It's a big national association. And so to win on that was probably one of the biggest wins of my life and my best rounds. in a tournament.
And how did you first feel when you heard that the USGA was actually organizing this national competition for adaptive golfers?
It was great. I wish I would have known it earlier. Like, I wish I would have known the first time they did it. But I sadly wasn't able to attend because I was just newly injured. But I think it's amazing that they can host this tournament for everyone and with disabilities, because it shows how the best players in the world, even if we have a disability.
Right. So there are a lot of different categories. So kind of explain to us how it works, what the categories are and the format.
Yeah. So we have a ton of different categories. There's the short statured, the blind, the neurologicals, the seated golfers, and each of them are competing against their own disability. So I'm competing just against the seated categories. The short stature is just going against the short statured people, but everyone is competing for the overall title, and there's boys and girls in it, and it's pretty amazing. They take about, I think, 96 players.
Right, right. And are there age?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Categories, or does everybody who's in the seated category, can it be just a whole variety of ages, different ages?
Everyone's just going to be playing against each other.
Right. So how many people, talk about who was all in the seated category last year. Were you one of the youngest, or?
I was definitely the youngest. There was one person that was pretty close to my age, but we had a Hall of Famer actually play from also in a seated position. His name is Dennis Walters.
Sure, I know Dennis.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. He had some really wise words that he told me and stuff after I just won, and I was super happy that now me and him are pretty close. So
I love Dennis Walters. I just saw him at the World Golf Hall of Fame in Pinehurst, right? That took place right before the U.S. Open on Pinehurst number 2. And he always, he does this show with his dog, and he's just incredible. What kind of wisdom did he share with you?
He was just saying, I don't need to say anything about your golf game, because you clearly have the skills and stuff, and I know that you're the face of adaptive golf now. And he was just like, you just keep at it. You don't stop. You just keep going and never look back.
Wow. Those are some great words from such an inspirational guy. Dennis, Walters is just, he's everywhere, right? I mean, he's made such a great career, putting on very inspirational shows with his dog. I don't know how he trains that dog to, he'll ask the dog, how many Masters titles has Jack Nicklaus won? And the dog will bark 6 times. I mean, it's just amazing what he gets his pet to do, right?
Yeah, it's so cool.
Well, great that you got a chance, and the fact that you beat him too. I mean, he's a great golfer.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So, how's your preparation coming along for this year's US Adaptive Championship?
It's good. It's good. I'm on a golf course basically every single day, but some days it's not me actually golfing, it's me working. I work for the Utah Golf Association. And so we're running tournaments all the time, and I'll have other stuff to do, but after I'll stick around and practice for an hour at least. But it's good. At least I'm at a golf course, just putting and chipping at least. So
And practicing almost every day. So Anthony Netto, the co-founder of the Verticat, whom you mentioned, also founded the Stand Up and Play Foundation. And I know you're involved in the Utah chapter.
yes, that's correct. We do clinics once a month.
Oh, and so do you love teaching? I mean, can you enjoy not only playing the game, but also teaching others to play?
Yeah, I love it, especially now showing like adaptive golfers that they can still stand, and sometimes it's their first time standing in front of their family, and it's cool to see their faces and all the family around them see that they're still able to be at this active, and they see me do it, and so it's amazing.
And you can adjust the Verticat to different heights, right? And different kind of positions so that you can take, different swings.
Yes, that's correct. We can change the seat height and all that fun stuff.
Wow. I mean, that, it gets kind of technical, but the fact that you can go out there and, compete at this level on a national level and still win tournaments and, still score incredibly. What's the low score ever?
My lowest score ever is a 67 in the Verticat. And a 63 when I was standing.
Oh my gosh. You're incredible. What an athlete you are. Well, continued success, Max. Good luck this upcoming week in
You.
the US Adaptive Championship. And keep smiling. And as Dennis Walters advised, keep pushing through. You're a real inspiration to so many people.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it, Anne.
And we'll be following you at the US Adaptive Open. Can't wait to see you play.
Awesome.
All right, Max, you take care.
Thank you. You too, Anne.
Thanks so much.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.